public-private partnerships. The latest SDG progress report prepared by UNECE shows that our region will achieve only 21 SDG targets by 2030, which represents a quarter of all the targets for which sufficient evidence is available to make such an assessment. This means that the situation is getting worse. Never before has the need for finding innovative solutions and for mobilizing financing into the SDGs through sustainable infrastructure PPPs been greater. Never before your work has been so sorely needed. This includes, for instance, so-called PIERs or peers. It is the UNEC PPP and infrastructure evaluation and rating system, which helps countries measure their PPP and infrastructure projects against the three pillars of sustainability. I was able to hear about the power of peers firsthand at the recent UNEC International PPP Forum in Athens, where we held a competition for the best PPP projects contributing to the circular economy transition. We received 48 projects from all five continents. In their diversity, these projects has one thing in common. They all use the tools you developed as part of UNEC's normative machinery, and this is something I'm very proud of. I'm equally proud of the tangible impact of the work you have been doing on innovation policy, including our National Innovation for Sustainable Development Reviews, our sub-regional innovation policy outlook, and our newly established UNEC Transformative Innovation Network, or ETIN. I look forward to the launch of the latest interim innovation policy outlook for Eastern Europe and the South Caucasus tomorrow afternoon. I also look forward to attending the high-level launch of the new UNEC Innovation for Sustainable Development Review of Armenia in Yerevan next week. I would like to take this opportunity to warmly thank all our donors who make our bilateral and sub-regional work on innovation and on PPPs possible. But having talked about the SDG implementation challenge, let me now address the second major challenge our region is facing. The war in Ukraine is inflicting untold suffering on the Ukrainian people with profound global implications. Following requests by the Ukrainian government, UNEC is already providing technical assistance to the country in our multiple areas of expertise, including in innovation for sustainable development and in sustainable PPPs and infrastructure finance. Distinguished delegates, experts, dear colleagues, let me now turn to the international policy dialogue we will have today and tomorrow. I am particularly pleased to see the theme you have chosen, digital and green transformations, the role of innovation and PPPs. A few weeks ago, at the biennial session of the Economic Commission for Europe, UNEC's highest governing body, our member states identified digital and green transformations as key priorities to accelerate the pace of implementation of the 2030 agenda. And I'm happy to see that you, the community of innovation and PPP policy makers and experts, are taking up these priorities. Let me also congratulate you on the successful manner in which you have incorporated UNEC's earlier cross-cutting priority theme, the circular economy. This includes inter alia two new international peer learning networks, and that is Circular Step, a joint project with UNEC's TRADESA program that focuses on 8 priority areas, and a new UNEC Transformative Innovation Network, which will inter alia develop policy recommendations to catalyze innovations for the circular economy transition. Once again, many thanks for taking the time to join the 16th session of the UNEC Committee on Innovation, Competitiveness and Public-Private Partnerships. I wish you all a successful session and look forward to the outcome of your deliberations.